Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
You should talk about dogs. What'd you say? I asked the only person in the car, Moxie. She said, you should talk about dogs. Well, what about dogs should I say? That was it. She said nothing more. It's just like her. She only speaks when there's something important. We were still in the car after running a quick errand to town. She knows that I write a story for the radio once a week and always need a topic. I should talk about dogs. Okay. I think I know enough about dogs to know what they like to talk about. I've had a number of dogs, starting with Lady, a Cocker Spaniel, back when I was a toddler. Then I had Cindy, a Beagle Mix, and then we had a number of hunting dogs, Ginger, Stormy, and Skip. They were all German short hair pointers. I went away to college and didn't get another dog until I had kids. Then we got Pepper, a black Labrador puppy. She was sweet and beautiful, but she chewed everything in sight, including my charcoal grill. She had to go, but I sulked so much after she was gone that my wife brought home a new puppy, Bo, part Lab and part Shar Pei. You know, the one with the wrinkly skin. He came from Walmart, or more specifically, from the Walmart parking lot. Bella came a little later. They became quite a pair, Bo and Bella. Bella was a chocolate Labrador with the softest ears. The dog in my life that got to me the most was Bella. When she died, so did a part of me. Bella would get clingy. She'd sense that I was displeased with her for some reason and follow me around and sulk. She'd get visibly depressed. On many occasions, I'd find myself on the floor watching TV, petting and stroking Bella. That'd always cheer her up, and she'd be fine. I got married again and inherited Gabby, a schnauzer. What can I say about Gabby? Of all the dogs I've known or have ever owned, Gabby was definitely one of them. She was one of a kind, that's for sure. I've learned that dogs mostly like to talk about food, usually meat, and the more appealing to me, the more appealing it is to my dog. Ham, ribs, bacon, steak, hamburger, love it! And what they want to talk about is, when will they get their meat? How soon they will get it? How much meat they'll get? And how soon they can get some more? The other topic most dogs want to talk about is car rides. And the topic is usually similar to the meat topic. When will they get to go on a car ride? How soon can they go? And when they can go again? One thing that really doesn't matter, interestingly enough, is how long the car ride is. It doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. To them, it's all the same. One car ride. The difference is, when is the next one? Now, don't get me wrong. Dogs also want to talk about other things like going on walks, biting and chewing the squeaky out of their toys, visits from their dog friends, cars that whiz by, guys that weed eat the fence line, and the neighborhood fox that comes by. Squirrels, not so much. But the fox is always a big topic, so much so that each night, about sunset, our dog has to go outside to sit and wait just to be ready for the fox to slither by. Our dog really loves to talk to the fox. Dogs also love to talk about running and playing, sleeping in their bed or yours, swimming, singing with music or a fire siren, and peeing, some more than others, but for most, peeing is usually very high on the list. I think that's why walks are so high on the list. So, this week, Moxie got her wish. I wrote about dogs and their favorite things to talk about. Oops, she's staring at me now, Moxie, that is. She's telling me I forgot to feed her. Come on, girl. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My Take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.